Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
All right, so before we get into today's episode, I have a very, very exciting announcement to share with you all. So before the year started, before 2023 started, my biggest goal or resolution was to create something that was bigger than my social media platforms. And I'm very excited to say that it is now coming into full fruition. So over the past couple months, I've been working with the amazing Jessie Jean. For those who don't know, she's actually been on my podcast before. She's a certified eating psychology coach. She helps her clients overcome binge and emotional overeating. She's amazing. She's the best. She has her own social media platforms bigger than mine. She has like 170K on Instagram, 330,000 on TikTok. She has her own podcast called the Dear Body Podcast, which I've been a guest on. But anyways, I flew three quarters across the country to Colorado, where she lives, to help film and create a 23-day self-paced recovery mini course. And it is called Hungry for Recovery. And Hungry for Recovery is, like I said, it's a 23-day mini course for those who aren't quite ready to dive into a full-blown recovery program, but are ready to lay the foundation and finally get started on their food freedom journey. So essentially, it's for those who are thinking about recovery, but are either skeptical or unsure, or they're a little nervous, or just, you know, uncertain about what recovery brings. Like, you feel stuck, you're in that cycle of restrict, binge, you know, you just don't exactly know where to start. This is where this course will come and help you. And I'm very excited to be a part of something like this. And just essentially to break it down for you, it's divided into two huge categories. So Jessie's piece of this is she is giving you all of the major, you know, education tools that you would need to help start recovery, like, you know, learning how to stop eating past fullness and actually feel content at the end of a meal, or to have the ability to cope with your emotions without using food, and making peace with your fear foods, and everything of that nature. You will find all of that within the contents of this course. And my piece of this, my end of it, is the inspiration piece of it. So for each day, for each, you know, all 23 days, for every day, I am providing you one detailed reason, one detailed inspirational reason as to why recovery is worth it. So on those tough days when you just feel like nothing's going right and all you feel like doing is quitting, going back to square one, these reasons to recover will help you keep going and keep going to the next day in your recovery journey. So that's what the course is all about. That's the synopsis. The link to the waitlist will be in the description. The doors open on July 7th, which is coming up, which is very, very soon. I'm very, very excited to finally, you know, announce this and share this with you all, because like I said, this is something that I've been, you know, dreaming of doing for quite a while now, taking that next step in this recovery space. And this is exactly what I could have needed when I was deep in struggle. And I'm just really proud of the work Jessie and I have put in over the past couple months. And it's amazing. And I really hope you guys check it out. So like I said, the link for this mini course, Hungry for Recovery, will be in the description. So yeah, check it out and enjoy the episode. All right. Hello, everyone. I feel like this is like the millionth time I've said this. And I feel like I've said this in every episode I've recorded, but it's been quite a while since I've sat down and just talked on a microphone. I think my last episode I've uploaded was on April 26th, and today is June 15th. So that's a long time without uploading an episode. And that kind of bothers me a little bit, because one of my goals this year was to upload 50 episodes. And I guess technically I can still do that, but that would take a lot. That would be like multiple episodes a week, and I don't want to force out shitty content. So yeah, just going to toss that resolution in the trash. Yeah, I mean, it's on me for not, you know, staying as consistent as I'd like to be. Just for whatever reason, I've just been caught in this like rut of just, I can't do something as simple as just plug in a microphone and start talking, even though talking to myself, I don't care how weird that sounds, is I just love to do it. And that's really all it takes, is you just plug my microphone and start talking. But for whatever reason, I just couldn't get myself to do it. I mean, I'm sure some of you guys can relate to that. You know, you want to do something really bad, but you just can't bring yourself to do it. And this is, I'm just going through that right now with my podcast. And it sucks too, because I think out of all of my platforms, like TikTok, Instagram, podcasts, like my podcast is my favorite form of content. Like, it's long form, I can say what I want, there's no restrictions. Like, it's just me sitting here talking to a microphone. It's awesome. But yeah, for some reason I just couldn't get myself to do it. But we're here now. That's all that matters, you know. Today's a new day. So But yeah, so today's episode is going to be about weight gain. So about a month ago, I think the end of May, I had a neurologist appointment and they needed to get my vitals. So obviously that includes getting weighed. And I haven't like weighed myself in, I don't know, over a year now. It has to be over a year now. But I don't mind like getting weighed if I need to get weighed at the doctor's office. And I know now you can kind of request not to, but it doesn't, like, I'm at a point now where, like, you know, my weight doesn't really bother me, whatever it is. So I was fine with getting weighed. I wasn't too concerned about it. So I got weighed and the number was higher than I expected. Honestly, it's the heaviest weight I've been in like quite some time. So it kind of threw me for a little bit of a loop. I was kind of just like, oh shit, like, damn. But you know, I didn't, like I said, I don't really care at this point. Like, it's not that, like, I understand that so many factors go into weight and I feel really comfortable and really physically and mentally happy in this, in my current body. So like, I'm not really moved by like the number on the scale being higher than I anticipated it to be. So with that being said, I want to talk about in today's episode how I've been able to adjust to living life, knowing that I weigh more than I used to, or adjusting to life at a heavier weight, or my heaviest weight in like 6 years. Because, you know, in the past, I would have totally just got thrown off guard. I would have tried to restrict and I would have tried to overexercise and try and get the number back down, and just do all these unhealthy, you know, coping mechanisms to seeing that number. But like I said, now I'm at a point where I don't need to do that. I understand that weight really is just a number. It doesn't define who you are as a person. It's just an arbitrary number. You know, it's just how much, it's just like your gravitational pull down to earth or whatever, I think. So I'm just going to talk about in today's episode, what I've been able to do or what I've been able to realize about this number being heavier and how I've grown to adjust to it without really caring about it. So yeah, enjoy today's episode. Okay. So first up, the primary tactic or thought process that I continue to remind myself, now that I know that I weigh more than I used to, is telling myself that no one actually cares/notices. I think the biggest gripe I used to deal with when I was really deep and struggling with my weight, like weighing myself, you know, every day, multiple times a day, is that people would like notice if I weighed like a pound heavier than I did the day before. It just seemed so magnified to me. When in reality, that's just not the case at all. Because I just think of it from my own, like from the other perspective, like from my end, do I go around looking at everyone I see and go, oh, I bet you they weigh this, or I bet you, you know, they put on, like, no, I don't think like that. I don't view people like that. So I know that people are not viewing me like that either. Because I just know that, like, to an outside perspective from the naked eye, no one notices that, you know, I weigh heavier than I did a year ago. I mean, who, you know, and if they did, it's none of their business anyways. And it doesn't really matter at all. It doesn't change who I am as a person. It doesn't change what I can do. It really has no effect. Because like I said, like I used to care so much about what everyone thought about me when it comes to my weight. Like, even if they didn't, like, I mean, no one really knows how much I weigh. I mean, a few people do, of course, but like, you know, and I'm sure you could ballpark it, but, for some reason I used to just go around thinking that like everybody like knew how much I weighed and they would like judge me for it in their head. And it's just like, I don't know. It's just no one goes around life doing that. And if you are, I highly wouldn't recommend doing that. That does not sound like a fun way to live life. Just constant comparison. But I mean, I understand, like I said, I used to always compare my body to other people, everywhere I went, friends, family, coworkers, like everyone I'd see, basically I would compare my body to theirs and just to, and then start, you know, shit talking my own in my head for, you know, not looking like a certain person, not looking a certain way. But yeah, man, I mean, at the end of the day, no one cares or no one thinks to care or to, no one notices, your weight or like, you know, what you look like. They just don't care enough. And if they do, and if they're bold enough to say some shit to your face, then that person is not meant to be in your life. So at the end of the day, I mean, no one, if someone is really concerned about your weight, I just don't know what to tell you, man. That person is just not meant to be in your life. But it's just a lot, like having the mindset and mentality of just like, okay, sure, I've gained weight. I'm a little heavier, but at the end of the day, if you feel happy and comfortable in your own skin, that's really all that matters. Like this is your body. Like you're allowed to have full body autonomy. Like this is all it is. It's no one else's body. This is your own shit. Like you control everything around that's going on inside. So just having the mentality of like, look, okay, I feel comfortable where I am. And if other people aren't, that's on them. Like, I don't know why they would anyways. Again, it's just like at the end of the day, it's just in their eyes, it should not be that deep at all. So if they're somewhat concerned for in any way, I mean, look, just get them out. There's no need to have that kind of energy in your life. So yeah, I mean, it's at the end of the day, dude, no one cares. No one notices it. Like nothing about my life has changed. So I'll get into that more into the next segment. So, you know, bouncing off the end of that last point, everything about my life has stayed the same. Nothing in my life has gotten worse since I've gained weight. Like it's just, it has not gotten worse. Everything about my life is the same. And I think again, the old me used to think about like, oh man, if I put on, you know, if I don't stay at the certain weight, you know, everything about my life is just going to go to shit. I'm just going to be unhappy all the time. Like nothing's going to go right. I just feel like shit. Like, but that hasn't happened. Again, I feel comfortable at this heavier weight. Like I honestly didn't even notice like that I gained weight until I saw the number on the scale when I got weighed at the doctor's. I didn't even notice at all. And that's going back, I mean, to that original point, no one notices. And I didn't even notice until I stepped on the scale. Like, I think the scale, it's so emphasized, like it's so nitpicky. It's just like, cause yeah, I mean, if I wasn't in the place I am now, that number that I saw, like literally would have just thrown me for a fucking loop, man. Like it would have just fucked everything up. But like, I know that I am in a good spot with food, body image, like a much better place than a couple of years ago, even, or even last year. But yeah, like nothing about life has gotten worse because I weigh more. And it's just like the opposite. Like my life for the most part did not immediately automatically get better when I just lost shit ton of weight when I was 16. Honestly, no, nothing really about my life got better. Like the compliments that I would receive, I guess that was cool, but those obviously just fueled the eating disorder even more so that obviously in the long run was not a good thing. So yeah, there was really nothing about my life that got better when I lost weight, and nothing about my life has gotten worse now that I've gained weight. Like that meter is not changed at all. Like, you know, my social life's the same, work life's the same. I'm not in school right now, but my school life was the same. Everything about my life is the same. And it's honestly really refreshing to have a lot more brain space, brain capacity that's not focused on the scale and the numbers and holy shit, I need to eat, you know, this much to maintain this weight. And wait, don't put too much salt on because the amount of sodium you eat, you know, affects how much you weigh in the morning. Or like, I need to make sure I use the bathroom before I weigh myself. Like all that, all these bullshit just thoughts that pop into your head, like not having those on a daily fucking basis is literally like the biggest game changer of all time. You can think about so many more just positive things, man. Like just, you know, I said, no matter, you know, out of all aspects of life, you have so many different thoughts that can enter your brain that aren't about food, body image, exercise related. And it's awesome. And you know, I've really been able to kind of notice that over this last year, because like I said, I think I really stopped weighing myself last year. Like over the past couple of years, it occurred less and less frequently. But this past year was when I really stopped weighing myself. Like I said, outside of like doctor's office visits where I get weight, but I didn't weigh it myself. But I really noticed like the trend and the pattern of like, you know, I feel way happier and like my life does not get worse. It just doesn't get worse. This notion that your life's going to get worse when you weigh more, it's like a direct correlation. It's not true. There is no direct correlation. It's up to you to make sure you have a good life. It's up to you to drown out those negative food and body image thoughts and shift gears to focusing on really awesome things. Like even just shifting narratives around, like even like exercise. Like I love the whole, you know, like getting to I get to exercise instead of, oh, I have to, like using I get instead of I have, you know, it's like, I get to eat this delicious food. Like, I have the privilege to be able to do that. That's fucking awesome. And like, my body allows me to go on, you know, hikes and bike rides and walks and runs and where, like, it's just, it's awesome. Like, having full appreciation of what your body does for you is a totally, you know, 180 from all these negative self-talk, just 24/7, just feeling like shit about your body, because this is the only body we get. And there are a lot of people that would literally do a lot of things to have the body that you're in. So really appreciating it and having just a lot more acceptance and understanding that this is really our only body, and I'm going to take care of it and I'm going to appreciate it, because again, there's people that would kill to have, you know, the body that you have, just even when it comes down to just like, and when I say that, I mean like the move, like having like movement, like there's some people who cannot move their extremities. You know, there are people who don't have all five senses. Like, I don't mean it in like a body type way. I mean it in like a, you know, the physical capabilities of your body. People would kill to have that. So, you know, having that perspective, it's like, okay, yeah, sure, I weigh a little more, but I can still do all of these things. I can still, you know, I can still run. I can still eat good food. I can still have conversations. I can still see. I can still smell. I can still hear. Like, you know, it's just having full appreciation for what your body does for you really helps take the weight off, no pun intended, of, you know, the scale, and always thinking about it. So that's definitely just a huge adjustment that I've been able to make that has really made all the difference. So this next one is more personal to me. This next reason how adjusting to life at a heavier weight has been good for me. I can lift heavier for the first time in a while. Like, you know, I've been doing CrossFit style workouts, CrossFit style lifts, Olympic lifts for like 5 years now. And it's a lot, you know, there was a lot of stagnation on my numbers on, you know, what I could lift. Because primarily, you know, I mean, it was hard to, because I was in school. So I, like, my home gym was 3 hours away from where I went to school. And I was always back and forth. So it was never consistent anyways. But, you know, now I've been able to build up on my strength a little bit, now that I've had a little bit more consistency. And now at this heavier weight, I've been lifting heavier than I've ever been. And I feel so strong and I feel so fucking good. Because when I was, you know, I was at a lighter weight, obviously I was not able to lift as much, and I would always get annoyed. Like, I wasn't making real progress in the gym, because I just like seeing progression. I just like, building and having a goal and working on something. And I want to get stronger. I feel really good when I feel strong. And I just took a while to kind of get out of those certain, barbell weight numbers and lift numbers. It just took a while, but now that I'm at this heavier weight, I feel stronger. I'm fueling my body better, and more, and I feel better. So I can now lift a little bit heavier, and I'm actually seeing legitimate progress in the gym, which is awesome. And it's just even more motivating to keep going. And I just think back to like 5 years ago when I was, you know, 16, 17, and my, you know, workout regime, if you could even call it that, was literally just running. Because I still can't believe this, but I really thought the only way, like the only way to lose weight was from running. I don't know where I got that from. Like I said, I had no nutrition background, no exercise background. I just kind of went off, like, I'd see like in TV shows, people would run and they'd lose weight, and I'd see in media and magazines. I don't even know. I didn't know what a calorie deficit was. I didn't know, like, I had nothing. And it's just funny now, because I now have a degree in nutrition. So it's just hilarious. I was just, even half a decade ago, I was just so inept to all this stuff. But I just think back to that and like how I would make myself like run every day, and how shitty I felt, because I didn't want to do it. I didn't like running, but I thought it was the only way to lose weight. So I would do it. And it was just unbearable, but I just had to force myself to do it. But now, with, you know, now that I have a much healthier relationship with exercise, I feel like I love to go to the gym and do these high intensity interval trainings and do these Olympic lifts. I love going in there and doing it, and like seeing progress and seeing real results from something that you love doing is fucking awesome. And I wouldn't have this without, you know, being at this heavier weight and kind of coming to terms with it and accepting it and being okay with it, because I am okay with it. I'm 100% fine with it. I feel really strong, and, you know, I've always been a strong over skinny kind of guy anyways. So it kind of works out. But now, like, it gives me even more motivation to keep going, keep progressing, see how strong I can really get. Cause like I said, I was stagnating. I was, plateauing for years, and it was really pissing me off. But I think I was afraid to gain weight to gain strength. Cause I just thought, you know, gaining weight was the fucking enemy and I would never, you know, bring myself to do that. But now that I've kind of grown up and matured a little bit and I'm in a much better place with food and body, I feel really comfortable doing this. And now that I'm at this point, I feel good about it. And I want to keep progressing and getting stronger and eating really well. And that's the beauty about it. Like, dude, like, again, food is really fucking good, man. Like, I love food. It's delicious. I'm really pissed myself that I wasted years depriving myself of it because it's really fucking good. And when, you know, now that I'm able to fuel myself correctly and to my body's needs to maintain, you know, this weight that I'm at, I just have like a newfound appreciation for food, man. It's amazing. I feel like this whole episode, I'm just like going just one topic to the next. I'm a little rusty. Like I said, it's been like almost 2 months since I've recorded an episode. So I'm just a little rusty. I just having this like newfound appreciation for food, moving my body and just being happy with where I'm at, because with food and body image journeys or like fitness journeys, I don't know. There's really no end game. Like, I feel like I used to make it so, I used to prioritize like, oh, I have to be here by this certain point or I'm a failure. Like I have to be at this, body type or this weight by then, or I'll be a failure. Like, but there's really no end game to it. You know, you can't become like a CEO of like a body type, you know, if that even makes any sense. So it's just like, it's called a journey for a reason, and you just keep taking it day by day and take it slow and trust the process. And that's what I've been doing. And it's been really awesome. It's just been really cool to, reap the benefits of being at a heavier weight and actually taking that leap of faith and kind of even though if it wasn't for that doctor's appointment, I wouldn't even know how much I weigh right now, but that wouldn't have changed anything. Like nothing would have changed. Like I would still be eating the way I'm eating, lifting the way I'm lifting. It's just like I said, the number is so irrelevant. The number, if you want to use the scale, it should be just as a tool to help you reach a certain goal. But like I said, I'm not looking for a certain goal right now besides just getting stronger. That's my only goal, but there's no like specifics to that. It's really just, I just want to see, you know, how strong I can get. But I'm not in a rush to do that, or I'm not like in a, you know, I got to weigh this much to hit this. It's just like, it's not that deep. I just want to get stronger and see where it can take me. And just keep, you know, listening to my body. If it's hungry, it's hungry. I'm going to feed it. That's really that simple. And give it what it wants when it wants. And I'm not gonna, you know, stay away from certain foods because I feel like I'm just going to gain even more weight, because again, thermodynamics, not how it works in the first place, but, still enjoying life, because it really is all about balance. And, that's really all it comes down to. At the end of the day, when you're dead, no one's going to remember how much you weighed anyways. So that got pretty morbid really quick, but, I don't know. I don't even know where I went with this point, but just finding that balance and feeling good about it, just feeling good about eating really good food and doing workouts that you want to do, movements that you want to do. Like I said, I love doing CrossFit style workouts, high intensity interval trainings. I love going on walks. I love playing basketball. I stick to those three primarily because I don't want to do something that I don't want to do just to hit a certain number that is unsustainable in the first place. It just doesn't really make a whole lot of sense in your head, because you're going to stop doing it eventually because you fucking hate it. And then you're just going to, you know, fall back into old habits and whatever. So it's just, you might as well do shit that you actually want to do, eat food that you actually want to eat, and live your fucking life. So I think I'll end it on that. It's kind of a mini episode. I just kind of want to get back in the swing of things and just say that I, you know, did an episode and I feel good about it. So thank you for listening to this episode of the Bobby Podcast, and have a great rest of your day. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Bobby Podcast. If you found this episode relatable, if you resonated with it in any way, if it made you feel less alone, that's truly amazing. That's incredible. Because that's the goal of this podcast. I really want to make and help others feel less alone, whatever they're going through, because this stuff is tough, you know, like ED recovery is tough, and I never want anyone to feel alone in this, because I know there were times I felt alone. So I never want anyone to feel alone. So if you found this episode enjoyable, make sure to subscribe to this podcast. Check out my TikToks. I will leave all those links in the description. I really appreciate you listening. You're all the best. Have a great rest of your day.